to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All-Star Game, 5 o'clock on Fox. And gentlemen, Jim and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, but it really is true. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is the creme de la creme. You know, even when you date back to Ray Fosse and Pete Rose, and these games are contested at game speed, unlike the flag football experience that we had at Allegiant Stadium with the Pro Bowl. That was one of the most embarrassing things for a sport. If that's one of the crown jewels, then the crown jewels are not worth much. In this particular case, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game will be outstanding. And if it ends up going to extra innings, in lieu of extra innings, they'll go to home run derby, which is great. It's what people love to see. And if you noticed last night, people were on their feet. They were going nuts. They loved it. And that is what people will pay to see. They will not pay to see, you know, the Pro Bowl or the NBA All-Star Game or the NHL All-Star Game. There's just nothing. There's just nothing. I mean, there's no checking in the hockey. The NBA All-Star Game is just horrible, horrible stuff. And that's why I love the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And by the way, I will be watching. But it'll be 5 o'clock on Fox. Make sure you check it out. Stay with us. A whole lot more going on. We're going to be joined by State Senator Scott Hammond. We'll find out. Are we headed for more mask mandates? And is the Clark County School District ready for yet another school year? It's coming up. And again, a parent told me last night, August 9. We'll double check that. We'll double check that just to be sure. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Small business owner, would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police in Greenwood, Indiana are calling 22-year-old Elijah Dickon a hero.
Dickon was at Greenwood Park Mall with his girlfriend Sunday evening when a man opened fire, shooting five people in the food court. Police say Dickon, who was legally armed, pulled out his weapon and shot and killed the gunman. Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen praised Dickon at a news conference on Monday.
Many more people would have died last night if not for a responsible armed citizen that took action very quickly within the first 2 minutes of this shooting.
Tape courtesy WRTV. Three of the victims were killed. I'm Donna Warder.
President Biden has signed an executive order designed to impose sanctions on captors who hold Americans captive abroad. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The executive order seeks to raise the cost of hostage taking, and it aims to increase the flow of information to families of detained Americans. It comes as WNBA star Brittany Griner's detention in Russia has brought increased attention to the issue. However, it's unclear if the order will result in bringing home more Americans who are jailed in foreign countries. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A transformer exploded Tuesday at Hoover Dam, producing a cloud of thick black smoke and flames that were quickly extinguished. No one was hurt, and electricity continued to flow from one of the nation's largest hydroelectric facilities. Jacqueline L. Gould, the Federal Bureau of Reclamation's regional director for the Lower Colorado region, said there was no risk to the power grid. The explosion occurred at a building slightly downstream from the base of the dam. The complex is in the Black Canyon of the Colorado River. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 754 points. The NASDAQ rose 353. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A transformer fire at Hoover Dam this morning shot plumes of smoke into the air, but did not injure anyone or threaten the power grid, according to officials there. That fire broke out about 10 o'clock this morning near the base of the dam structure, according to the Bureau of Reclamation, and videos posted on social media. As water officials continue to deal with a decades-old drought, pool sizes in the Las Vegas Valley are the next target. The Las Vegas Water District is proposing a rule change which would restrict new pool construction in single-family homes to 600 square feet. Now, to put that in perspective, that's about the size of a three-car garage. Water officials say 75% of the pools built over the past 5 years were already 600 feet or less. The new rule, which could take effect as early as September, could save more than 3 million gallons of water every year. Getting an appointment at the DMV is tough enough without hearing that the no-show rate's about 50%. Officials say of the 93,000 appointments made in June in Nevada DMV offices, just 52% of customers actually showed up.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, flows are light right now on Interstate 515 westbound at Eastern Avenue, but there's still only two lanes available through there, so that could change quickly. Looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour through the resort area of the 15, and no big issues on the 95 or the 215.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
He is one of my favorite people in this town. And he is State Senator Scott Hammond from Nevada District 18, and he joins us on a weekly basis. Scott, are you staying cool?
I am. It's good to hear from you again. Good to be on the program this week.
I got to ask you, we are just a couple of weeks away from the start of school. Hard to believe that school is ready to come back in the first and second week of August. But it's true. We are 1,500 teachers short. Now, my question to you is the district doing anything about it to make sure that those positions are filled in the next couple of 3 weeks?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure they're out to a lot of these recruitment places just like everybody else. That's the issue, that everybody else is at these same places trying to recruit teachers, poach them from other school districts, do whatever they can, right, to get those 1,500 filled. They most likely won't get them filled, but as they haven't over the years. I think ever since I've left the school district, they've never been able to fill all those shortages. So they just fill them with long-term subs and then do the best they can. But the competition is out there for personnel, and it's going to continue to be that way because we still can't get enough folks, the younger group, to get into the profession. We have to recruit them in colleges, and it's just not happening. It's too hard. I just don't think that people really are lined up to say, hey, I want to go teach, which is why Teach for America and other programs like that are so vital right now.
So who are these substitute teachers? What do they know? How good are they? Or are they just glorified babysitters?
No, in some cases, it's a mixed bag. Some of them are really, really good. Some of them have degrees, and they've gone back in and said, hey, I'll be a long-term sub. And they're there for more than a week sometimes. Some of them are there for a semester, and so they're not glorified babysitters. They're there to teach, to put lesson plans together, and to make sure the kids are moving along with their education. Some of them, they're not as qualified. You're going to get a mixed bag. When you're trying to fill positions in anything that's breathing is possible. Anything that's breathing is allowable. Then you're not going to get the best in every situation. But that's why it's so critical that these schools that parents take a more active involvement in their schools, because they've got to know what's in their schools. They can't just say, okay, well, I'm a Clark County School District school, therefore I know I'm going to get the best. Well, that's not always true. You got to have that relationship with the school. You got to know what's going on. And so poke around, ask, look, find out talk to your kids, find out what they've got in the class, who's teaching it this year, how many students are in the class, all that kind of stuff. You really need to make sure that you're talking to your students about who's in the classroom.
Dads in the schools. We tried this this past term, and I'm curious. Is this something that will work? Is this something that's going to be good, and are we going to see more of this?
Well, I'm afraid to say yes or no, because I don't know much about it other than I've talked to a few other organizations in other states, and they seem to be getting some results. Because, one, you're getting people involved, right? You're getting people to say, I'll take an active role in what's going on in my schools, and I'll do something to make sure that, you know, our kids are protected, and or that the school grounds are more protected. That, you know, and protected, by protected, I mean just having a presence there, right? Just having somebody who says, yeah, I care about the students here. I care about what's going on. And I'll be, I'd really like to see that organization grow and blossom. And again, be partners with the schools. And if it's not just, you know, the CCSD schools, I hope charter schools are looking at it. I hope private schools and other micro schools are looking at it. I hope that everybody's kind of looking at it. It goes back, though, to the, when you ask, you know, are they effective? It goes back again to this whole idea that we really do need to change up how schools deliver education, because we really have to have lots of ideas out there. And this is just one of those. Maybe this works. Maybe a variation of it works for different types of schools, because, you know, you can't just say this is going to work in every school. I think you have to have some other ideas out there. But this certainly is one that I'd like to see do really good things and have good results.
I'm just curious. I'm asked all the time about Clark County School District. They know we talk about it a lot on the show. And yeah. and basically, the biggest charge I hear about the CCSD is the safety of the kids. But second to that is the lack of transparency. Do we know what's going on behind the scenes in our school district?
You know, one of the things we've been asking for many years, and, you know, it kind of falls in deaf ears because you have to have enough people asking for it. It's something that I've been asking for from the governor recently, is an audit. I think that we need to have a really good forensic audit on what goes on in CCSD to kind of get a better idea of where the money is being spent and what's going on. Because, you know, you follow the money, you follow the programs that are going on. But, you know, as far as some of the stuff, yeah, we have a better idea because many of the things that we've passed over the last few years in the legislature, we've asked for accountability. Sometimes that accountability that we ask for is diminished over time with other legislation. That really is a concern of mine, is that we, you know, a lot of things that we passed in 2015 were asked for accountability, gone by 2019 with a new governor. That should concern a lot of people, because we really had a better foothold. We were going to spend money on programs that we thought were going to work, and then we were getting, you know, information back to see if it actually was doing what they were supposed to do. An ROI, is there a real ROI, is there a real return on investment there? And a lot of that was watered down. And so the Read by Three program watered down. Some of the schools that we were trying to put in, you know, programs into, watered down. So I'm kind of concerned we're not getting that information back that we really do need to have. And so, again, I call for people to really, if you get an opportunity to help us push for other types of schools and for accountability for parents and for parent involvement, leap onto that. Latch onto that. We need that. We need more parental involvement. We need more diversity in the type of schools we have. We need all kinds of different ways to deliver education. That will give us a better accountability measure for what's going on in our schools than we're currently getting.
I want to ask you about voting. This is an election year. We've got a midterm election, and a lot of people, they have questioned the integrity of the vote. They have questioned whether Democrats are trying to steal this election or that election. And the inclination may just be, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to vote. I mean, they're going to steal the vote anyway. Why is it important that everybody be a part of this election cycle?
Well, you know, I'm hearing the same thing, Kevin. You know, and I'm sure you're hearing it. It's concerning because, you know, if that happens and more people don't go to the polls, then the other side wins. You know, if we can't get our folks to the polls because they think something is going on, and quite frankly, we've got to stop being the party, and I'm talking about the Republican Party here. We've got to be, you know, we've got to stop being the conspiratorial party and really just, you know, participate in the program. We're doing a better job. We're trying to find ways to make sure that your vote, my vote, they count, and that we're counting the right thing. We're correcting our mistakes from the past. That last election was, you know, we put a It was during the middle of COVID. They put a whole bunch of new voting laws into place, and so there was a lot of confusion. We've tried to clean up some of those mistakes that were made inadvertently, I believe, and try to make this a better election. And I just hope that we don't scare people off from voting, because we need you. We need people to show up at the polls. We need to make sure that they show up and support the candidate that they think is best for them. And then we will do our job to make sure that each and every one of those votes is counted. But I'm sure you're hearing the same thing, that people just feel like, oh, I don't know why I would show up, because they're just going to somehow find a way to rearrange the election. And I just don't think that that is the case.
Do we know yet if the Secretary of State has been able to purge our voting rolls? I mean, that to me is critical, to get people off the books that aren't voting, that haven't voted in 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, and they're always trying to do that. For down here, it was Joe Gloria who was supposed to do that before the last election and did not. And so he sent out a lot of ballots that were, you know, to folks that, you know, were still on the rolls but should not have been on the rolls. So we really need to hold his feet to the fire here, down here in Las Vegas. So we really need to make sure that Joe Gloria is doing his job. The Secretary of State, under Barbara Zagowski, is doing a wonderful job. I can't say enough about her. She's, you know, I know she's under a lot of criticism sometimes, under fire a lot, but she has done a remarkable job with the Secretary of State's office, and I commend her on you know, the heat that she's taken, but yet still doing a professional job and making sure that she hunts down every lead that she's been given. If somebody thinks that there's been some sort of fraud perpetrated, they let their office know, and then she does, you know, that she has somebody that they've hired that goes out and tracks it all down and verifies whether or not there's fraud there. So, yeah, I think that they do need to purge all of the records, because we want to make sure that they're the right people who are eligible to vote are voting, and that those who are not eligible are off those rolls. And I'm sure that that's what they're working on right now, even as we speak. But Joe Gloria and every one of these county clerks, they have a job to do as well. And you know, we need to make sure that they're doing it.
More coming up with Scott Hammond from District 18. He is not running in this general election, but he's going to help get others elected. We'll talk about some of those people in just a couple minutes. This hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense. Do it right now. 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Stay where you are. More to do. More with Scott Hammond as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Calling all teenagers of the 1960s. It's summer in the 60s at the showroom at South Point. A vintage concert featuring the Buckingham's original lead singer Dennis Tufano, the Happening's original lead singer Bobby Miranda, and PBS TV star Chris Ruggiero. July 22nd to the 24th. Tickets at the showroom, online at southpointcasino.com or by phone, 702-797-8055. Summer in the 60s at the South Point.
The question I get all the time is, how much do your loans really cost? I mean, are they super expensive?
First of all, if you need a loan for a week, just a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no other fees at all, and we do not compound our interest like some of the other online lending scammers.
Okay, I'm with you so far, but how much exactly?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. The interest would cost you $5.50 a day, and if you need the loan for 10 days, the interest cost would be $55.
So a $100 loan for the same 10-day time frame would only cost $5.50 in interest?
Yes, sir. With no other fees at all, just interest for how long you keep the loan out, it's way cheaper than a bounce check, huh?
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, our contracts are crystal clear, and you always know exactly what you're getting into.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you.
But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the mountains of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Utah.
The deserts of Arizona and Nevada. The Pacific coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California.
To the wilderness of Alaska and islands of Hawaii and Guam.
We are here. Here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference.
Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have Scott Hammond on. He's the state senator from Nevada District 18. He is not running in the general election. He has termed out, and he is helping other people get elected. Other Republicans, other conservatives get elected. Who are some of the people you're working with now?
Yeah, thanks. Well, I'll tell you what. Talking about elections a minute ago, that is the reason why I'm concerned. I want to make sure people are turning out to the election, because we have three people in particular down here in the South that we're trying to get in the Senate, and it's the difference between being in the minority and the majority. And just kind of give you an idea, when you're in the majority, you get to decide things like, you know, the budget, what bills get passed. I mean, even to, you know, when you go for lunch. I mean, that's how important the majority is. You know, you get to decide who's going to be on the floor of the Senate during meetings. There's the decision making is so important because now we can block some of the things that we believe are egregious when Governor Sisolak proposes them. I'm hoping that it won't be Governor Sisolak, but you know that is a possibility, and we need to have something there. And so we have three particular candidates down here that if we can get them in, we have a good shot at being in the majority in the Senate. And those three candidates are Joey Palos in Senate District 8, Tina Brown in Senate District 9, and Sherilyn Arrington in Senate District 12. Those are the three that I'm trying to help out the most, because those are the three that we believe that we can probably win those three races. Given the mood of the country, given the fact that Biden is slipping further and further. I think he's, what was he, Kevin? You can help me out. Like 37%?
38%. 38% in a CNN poll. In a CNN 38. Poll. Yeah.
I don't see that going up. I mean, I think traditionally they say that even if it goes up, it won't go up but more than 2 or 3 points, and that's by November. So, I mean, we're looking at a guy who's probably going to be under 42%, even if it by November, and that's if it goes up. You know, it's going to go down. I think it's going down further.
Well, let me ask you, though, when you talk about some of these candidates, talk a little bit about these candidates and what you know about them and why you're supporting them.
Yeah, absolutely. So Joy Paulos in Senate District 8 has been here in the Vegas Valley his whole life. He's lived in that district pretty much his whole life as well. Went to kindergarten there. Matter of fact, his opponent in the general election will be his former kindergarten teacher. So that's how long he's been here. And he's a business.